The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, has declared that the government's co-payment for doctor visits is dead, buried and cremated, and he's accepted some of the responsibility for the policy's failure. But the Health Minister, Susan Lee, says the government still wants people who can afford to contribute to the cost of their health care to do so. A freeze on the Medicare rebate paid to GPs and specialists will also remain while the Minister continues consultations with the medical community. The Australian Medical Association says that's disappointing, but it'll continue negotiating with the government in good faith. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
It's been apparent for some time that the government was walking away from its policy for an optional $5 co-payment for GP services. But it was only after the Coalition Party Room had been briefed today that the Health Minister, Susan Lee, confirmed the decision.
It is clear the proposal for a co-payment and associated $5 cut to the rebate do not have broad support and will not proceed.
But the co-payment was just one part of a package of measures the government was hoping would save over $3 billion from the budget, and other elements are still in place.
To ensure we protect Medicare for the long term, the government will be proceeding with its pause on indexation of Medicare rebates for GP and non-GP items while we work with the profession to develop future policies.
Susan Lee says the co-payment's unpopularity could no longer be ignored, but the policy's intent was good.
It's definitely good policy to put the right price and value signals in health to make sure, number one, that people value the service that they get from doctors, and it is a very valuable service, and it is underpinned by strong support from government, and also that they make that modest contribution according to their capacity to pay. And those who can pay a bit more are asked to pay a bit more. It's really that simple.
In question time, the Prime Minister accepted some of the blame for the policy's failure.
As a former health minister, I should have known better. I should have known better than to attempt health reform without the strong cooperation and support of the medical profession. I should have known better.
Susan Lee told Parliament the co-payment is permanently off the table, but she made this point about the future sustainability of Medicare.
But I must say that with more than 7 out of 10 consultations for non-concessional patients being bulk billed, we have to recognise that that level of government support for patients who can make a modest contribution of their own is not in the long term acceptable.
The Federal Opposition Leader Bill Shorten has questioned whether the government can be trusted, given there's been several versions of the co-payment plan since it was first announced in last year's budget.
It is a matter of record that the Prime Minister has committed to the GP tax on at least 53 separate occasions over the past 10 months. So when the Prime Minister says never ever, isn't it true that Australians can never ever trust him again?
The Prime Minister has the call.
Madam Speaker, I have learned. I have learned, Madam Speaker. And what I have learned, Madam Speaker, is that the co-payment is dead, buried and cremated.
The four-year freeze on the rebates paid to doctors and specialists was intended to be in place until July 2018. Susan Lee today wouldn't commit to a specific timeframe.
We're pausing the indexation on the rebate while we consult with the medical profession.
She says increasing the Medicare levy is not an option on the table, and she's looking forward to new ideas from the medical community. The retention of the rebate freeze, or pause in the minister's language, does disappoint the Australian Medical Association.
For general practice, after 4 years, I think the rates of private billing will increase and the rate of bulk billing must fall.
The president of the AMA, Associate Professor Brian Aller, says they are pleased the co-payment's been dropped. He says they'll now work with the government to come up with alternatives because the impact of the rebate freeze will go beyond general practice.
There are very significant issues around private health insurance schedules, which will also be frozen in line with the MBS schedule. And if that happens, it means that out-of-pocket expenses for many medical procedures will have to increase, because the moment you go $1 above the private health insurer's schedule, the out-of-pocket expenses are skyrocket, as the health fund only gives back then 25% of the MBS schedule. So that sort of complication in the policy has not been something that the government has considered.
The AMA will hold another meeting with Susan Lee and the Prime Minister later this week to continue their discussions.
Naomi Woodley reporting.